This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Investigation underway into the mass shooting at a bar in the U.S. city of Thousand Oaks, California, that left 12 people dead. We get the latest now from APE's Ed Donahue.
Paul Delacourt with the FBI says the crime scene and gunman Ian Long's home and car are being processed for evidence.
At this point, we do not have any indicators of other associates or there are no other threats to the Los Angeles area.
Delacourt says it's too early to talk about a motive. California Governor-elect Gavin Newsom blamed the country's gun culture.
Suffice it to say, the response is not just prayers. The response cannot just be excuses. The response sure as hell cannot be more guns.
Newsom says mass shootings do not happen anywhere else on planet Earth. I'm Ed Donahue.
The shooter was Marine Corps veteran Ian Long, who was 28 years old. He apparently killed himself after gunning down customers in the Borderline Bar and Grill. Investigators looking into clues of Long's state of mind before the shooting. According to a report by Brown University, the U.S.-led war on terrorism has killed 507,000 people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan during its 17 years and is showing a 22% increase in deaths in the last 2 years. The deaths include U.S. and allied troops, civilian and war zones, local military and police forces, as well as militants. United States has announced additional sanctions against a number of Russian and Ukrainian entities tied to Russia's actions in neighboring Ukraine. The effect of the sanctions is to freeze any U.S. assets that are held by individuals or entities and prohibit American citizens from doing business with them. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters the United States remains committed to enforcing sanctions against North Korea until the country denuclearizes. VOA's Steve Miller reporting from Seoul.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that North Korea hasn't progressed enough on the denuclearization front to warrant lifting sanctions. She made the remarks prior to entering a closed-door UN Security Council session called by Russia to discuss the topic.
If you look at the resolutions and the way they were set up, was they specifically dealt with the threat of peace and security by weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. That threat's still there. They still have their facilities. They have still not allowed inspectors to go and inspect the nuclear facility or the ballistic missile facility. And as long as that's happening, we need to stay the course, and we will continue to do that.
Haley added that Washington had caught Moscow breaking North Korean sanctions and characterized the meeting as an attempt by Russia to strengthen ties with Pyongyang. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Votes are still being counted in more than a dozen too-close-to-call races. In the U.S. election that was just a couple of days ago, opposition Democrats won back control of the House of Representatives while Republicans expanded their majority in the Senate. At the White House, President Trump took responsibility for the Republican gains.
Well, I think the results that I've learned and maybe confirmed, I think people like me. I think people like the job I'm doing, frankly.
Representative Nancy Pelosi of the state of California is the Democratic Party leader in the House of Representatives.
We will strive for bipartisanship. We believe that we have a responsibility to seek common ground where we can. Where we cannot, we must stand our ground.
And as VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has been reporting, in the wake of the midterms, President Trump appears both embattled and emboldened politically and already looking ahead to what promises to be an intense re-election fight 2 years from now. A protest in Tibet left a 23-year-old man dead, and Tibetan exiles say that this is the 153rd instance of self-immolation since 2009, protesting China's rule of the rest of province. Most of the people who have set themselves on fire have died. Protesters have called for autonomy and freedom for Tibet and the return of Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, from exile in India. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.